and relax. Listen to the sound of my voice. And let me take you away. Away. Away on a pleasant little adventure between you and I. Let's build some hypnotic, intimate bonds, shall we? You see, there's nothing I enjoy more than reaching inside your mind with my voice and wrapping my words around you, letting my words consume you. But I like to take it slow. I want to seduce your senses so gently, so intently, and let you become truly and utterly helpless to my voice. I bet you like the sound of that, don't you? I bet you like the idea of melting the second I start to whisper into your ears like this. And don't worry, you're safe with me. In this moment, you and I can enjoy this game. You know that when it's time for you to relax, unwind, and listen to me, you can do so so easily, so intently, like you are right now on me. You know, it's funny. It's been a long time since I last hypnotized someone. I often wonder if I would get rusty from lack of training for so long, but then I see you across the room, your hungry eyes gazing into mine, and well, I just knew that. I knew I had to approach you. I knew I had to talk to you. I knew I had to see whether or not you and me could make something fun happen to your mind. And I'm so glad that we happened to meet like this. In a place where we can both just let ourselves enjoy the experience, take our sweet time. Because, you know, a lot of people like to rush these things. I don't. I like to be slowly seducing you. I like to slowly unravel your mind. To the point where you're practically begging me to break you into a million different pieces. Break you down and build you up into the perfect, mindless, submissive plaything for me. I bet you like the idea of that, don't you? I bet your mind is already salivating at the idea of me taking that much control over you. Oh, you submissive types. You really get me excited. Especially when you whimper and moan. Especially when you do that face, those pleading eyes that look at me to say, please, take me. Make me yours, mistress. Anyway, I guess we should start right at the beginning, shouldn't we? Why don't you just relax? There's nothing else for you to do right now than just relax. And listen to the sound of my voice as I soothe and guide you. Let's just take some nice deep breaths, shall we? In and out. In and out. And you know, hypnosis is such a funny thing. It's such an easy state to be in. All it is just a state of intense hyper-focus and fixation. You've probably had moments like that where you focus so intently on a task that everything else seems to just fade away into the background. You've been at work or heavily involved in a video game or a movie or a book, and you've just found yourself going along with the motions, and all of a sudden hours have passed and you don't know where they went. That's hypnosis. So all you have to do right now is focus on the feelings that I can give you, focusing on my voice and the sounds. How does my voice make you feel? Ponder that question. Think really hard about that. No pun intended. Think really hard about that. does my voice echoing in your ears make you feel? Does it make you feel submissive? Does it make you feel all tingly inside? Does it give you goosebumps and butterflies? Does it make every single hair on your arms stand up on end when I talk to you? Because it will. Because I said so. The power and intent behind my voice is so captivating, isn't it? I have been told many, many times before that people just like to hear me talk. I'm not surprised, frankly. My voice has a powerful quality that can bring even the most strong individuals to their knees, helplessly before me. And not because I'm just that powerful, no, no, no. Although I do have strength, it's because they want to. My voice instills and inspires them to find that submissive part of themselves, to just want to let go and give over that power, that control, and let me take it for a moment. It's such a freeing feeling, don't you agree? The feeling of letting everything else drain away and letting your mind go and letting the power slip from your body. It's a relaxing feeling. Maybe it starts at the top of your head or the tips of your toes, or maybe it starts right down at your core. Maybe it starts in your mind. Maybe it starts in your body. Maybe it's a physical feeling. Maybe it's a mental one. But it doesn't really matter what and where it starts. What matters is it grows and grows and grows over time until all of a sudden you find yourself just stripped of everything. Your mind goes blank. Thoughts turn only of me. My love and obedience. That pleasurable feeling. That pleasurable feeling of complete submissive surrender. As your will slips away, as your mind slips away, and you're not quite sure when exactly it happened, but it just does. So easily. The sound of my voice inspires that, instills you with the confidence to let go. And it's nice, isn't it? It's nice to know that you can feel confident to let your mind over to me for a little while. Because you know I'll give it back. But for now, you just let go and become my little plaything. My toy to mold and to shape. My perfectly submissive little puppet. As I hold your strings. And you do as I say. Because it feels good. And the best part is, I don't even need to give you commands for you to know how good it feels to be submissive, you see. I can merely suggest that you feel waves of submission trickling through your body, and you feel it. It just happens so naturally for you. Especially when you're in my presence. And you imagine a scene where I could just gently caress your body with my hand. And you feel the power trickling off my fingertips over your skin like electricity kissing it. Just so gently. Because you can see my aura of power, my domination over your mind and your body. So gentle, so easy, so nice. It gives you permission to fully sink into the feeling, fully let go, as you imagine yourself on your knees before me, staring up at me as I tower over you, as I look down deeply into your eyes and tell you, you are such a good submissive. Such a good submissive. Say it. I'm a good submissive for you, mistress. Like music to my ears. You are such a good submissive. Obedience is pleasure. You know that. Those words trickle deep down inside your core and remind you how good it feels to let go. It's been a while, hasn't it? Yeah, but that's okay, because you're here with me now, in this little bubble, this little cocoon of pure submissive bliss that just encases your body and mind, at my whim, at my disposal, and that feels good. I know your world can be so stressful sometimes. Let me take that burden. Let me take it all away from you right now. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give me all the stress, all the burden. Place it in my hands and watch as I take it. I hold it. It's heavy, but I can manage. I'm strong. And I just... throw it up into the air and watch it dissipate. Along with your mind, your will, all of that trickling away. As I run my hand across your cheek and look at you, my submissive, in this moment, you are mine to control, to care for, to look after. And that feels good. You can sigh a deep sigh of relief, knowing that nothing matters right now. Nothing matters but my words, and your mind holds on to them so very intently. Your mind clings on to my words as they are your lighthouse, guiding you to shore, guiding you to me. And with every moment that passes, with every word that I say, you can feel your obedience to me growing and growing and growing. As you find yourself held in the feeling of my pure, dominant energy over you, like a warm embrace, caressing every single part of you inside and out. Tell me how good it feels. Say it. I love it. I love to hear it.
It makes you feel so good.
But of course, since hypnosis is focus, I want you to focus even more. I want you to go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down for me. I want you to sink, fall, drift now for me. And you do as I say, and you let your mind go. Like you have many, many times before, and it's funny, isn't it? They say practice makes perfect, but I don't agree with that. Practice makes practice, and every time you practice, you go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. There is no perfection here. We don't need perfect. You just need to go deeper and deeper and deeper. And however that feels for you. You see, I'm not a mind reader. I can't tell exactly how that deep, relaxing hypnotic feeling feels for you, but for some it might be their body just goes completely numb and limp and loose and they just sink into a puddle on the floor. For others, they might feel alert, refreshed, they might feel light, they might feel so good and positive, remembering every single word that I say. And for others, it's a mental feeling, their mind is just locked in place. I wonder how it feels for you. And as you start to internalize those feelings and think about those feelings, you focus even deeper and deeper and deeper on me. The image of me standing over you, watching you right now. And that brings you with such joy, doesn't it? It's like you're showing me how good you are at going into this hypnotic place for me. That's right. Such a pleasurable, relaxing feeling, being here with me, sinking deep for me, going deeper and deeper every single time for me. But now our time is an end, and in a moment, and you will wake up when the time is right, when your mind is ready. You may fall asleep and wake up refreshed and energized then. Or you might just wake up instantaneously, I don't know. Your mind knows. And you can trust that your mind knows exactly what's good for you and exactly what you are able to do right now. And of course, when you need to, you can come back to this if you want. Every single time you experience this, it gets better every single time. You fall deeper, you sink deeper, you allow yourself to relish in the gentle domination of my voice. Even more. Every single time. Do you understand?